Kansaland Radio sports coverage continues with the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show. Stay tuned for tonight's area scores, stats, standings, recaps, and more. Sponsored by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil Company of Holton, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, Blue Valley Technologies, the Denison State Banks in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, Ag Partners Cooperative, Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha, Giant Communications, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Edward Jones in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Holton, S&S Automotive in Seneca, and Commercial Tire Solutions. Now, the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network with your host, Seth Tollison.
And a good Friday evening. Kansaland, Seth Tollison here with you on this first day of October in week number 5 of the 2021 high school football season. As some big games scheduled here this evening throughout all classifications in the Northeast Kansas area. Lots of good ones on tap here tonight. We've got several scores in here tonight as our Jackson Heights-Troy game. A long one here tonight, which saw Jackson Heights come out on top. Some bonus coverage of that game on 92.1 FM KMZA here this evening. We run a little behind, get started late here a little bit, but what that is good news is that we've got almost all of the scores. In fact, we're just looking for a couple of scores out of Class 3A, several scores out of Class 2A, and then one 8-man score. Otherwise, pretty much all the scores in here tonight from our listening area, so we're going to get right to it with some scores here in just a minute. Kirk is in the other room. He's looking for the rest of those scores. If you've got one you'd like to pass along, feel free to give us a call at 1-888-90-RADIO. That's 1-888-907-2346. We'll get you the scores also coming up in the show. Our Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominations. I've already got a couple of names here on the list. If you've got a player tonight that had an outstanding night, give us a call again at those same numbers and nominate that player, and we will add him to our list here this evening. Well, we're going to get started in Class 4A. Atchison tonight having a great season so far as they were off to a 3-1 start tonight. Non-district action as they took on Class 5A. KC Turner, the Golden Bears tonight hosting the Phoenix, and it was all Atchison as they win it big tonight, 45-12. The Phoenix are now 4-1. Again, this is a non-district game. Again, Atchison in the Kansas City Atchison League. Turner is out of the United Kansas Conference, but again, that game goes to Atchison tonight, 45-12. We'll start off then in Class 3A as far as district games are concerned here tonight. The first of which comes out of District Number 3 is Perry LeCompton, the local school there from the Big 7, hosting Baldwin City tonight. And despite struggling here earlier this season, Perry LeCompton put on a show tonight as they score 40. Baldwin unable to break the zero off the scoreboard. It's all cause tonight. They win it 40-0. They are 3-2 overall, but 2-0 in their district. So off to a good start. Again, we've said this before. When district play starts, you can throw out the other games because it just doesn't matter. You get to the district, and if you can do well there, you're going to be set to make a postseason run. So Perry LeCompton, again, with that win tonight, 2-0 now in District 3 in Class 3A. Class 3A District 4 tonight, three games on tap. We'll start with the Holton Channel game as it was the Wildcats and Royal Valley in action here tonight as it was Holton winning 50-0. Weird game here. Justin Fluke will fill us in later on what exactly happened, but the lights went out literally, and it was not a good night there at Royal Valley Field tonight as the Panthers struggling with some issues with the field. They would get it back on. They played with half the lights, and either way, Holton was able to dominate tonight, so Royal Valley all kinds of problems tonight. The Wildcats would have 50-0. They're still undefeated in both district play and overall here in 2021. Jeff West tonight got their first win of this season last week. Well, they had to head to Hiawatha, and for the first time in many seasons, Hiawatha took care of the Tigers. Red Hawks won it big tonight. They were up 45-0 in the fourth quarter. Running clock there as Jeff West would then get a touchdown late in that ball game, and it was 45-7 your final. The Red Hawks improved to 3-2, so above 500 are the Red Hawks, and they're at 1-1 in district play as Jeff West falls to 1-4 overall. Sabetha tonight traveling to Rock Creek. Rock Creek handled Hiawatha easily last week, but it was Sabetha hanging tough tonight. The Blue Jays on the road, they fall 34-20. A couple of costly turnovers cost the Blue Jays an opportunity later in that game, but it would be Rock Creek improving to 3-2 and 2-0 in District Number 4. Sabetha drops to 1-4 overall and 0-2 in District 4. In District Number 5 in Class 3A, we do have one final in as we take a look at Marysville and Council Groves tonight. No final there. The Bulldogs 0-3 so far on the season. And again, still looking for that score, Marysville and Council Grove. Class 2A in District 3 tonight, we've got the final from Rossville as the Dogs continue to roll. They take care of Oskaloosa 62-0. The final score, Rossville is 5-0, while the Bears are 0-5. The other game in that district tonight was McClouth and Pleasant Ridge. No final there, although we did have an update earlier where Pleasant Ridge was leading in that one big, so we'll hopefully get that final here in just a bit. Feature game of the week, a great one on 93.7 FM KAIR, as it was ACCHS playing host to the Ravens of Marhill Mount Academy, and at last check, actually just went final, so it was ACCHS winning at 42-29. That one was closer than that throughout most of that game. It was just a one-possession game at the end of the third, but ACCHS would go on to win that one by 13, 42-29. Also tonight in District 4, a couple of scores we're looking for. Republic County Riverside, still looking for that score. Last check, Nemaha Central was down by 2 to St. Mary's, waiting for that to go final as well. That would be a huge outcome there, as Nemaha Central would drop to 1-1 in District 4 if that were the case. In Class 1A tonight, three finals in for you here this evening. We'll start off with our game on 103.9. This one, you had to think Troy had the edge going into this one, but it was Jackson Heights defense showing up in a big way as they held Troy to negative rushing yards in that game, and it was 38-15. Jackson Heights would score quickly in that game and jump out to a quick lead, and they would not look back. They went at 38-15. Jackson Heights gets the win. They are now 3-2 overall and 2-2 in District Number 2. Also a Class 1A District 2 game tonight. It was Valley Heights at Wabunsee. Wabunsee wins this one 28-12. So Valley Heights will fall to 1-3 overall. Centralia tonight, this game close. Centralia would hold off JCN on the road 20-6. As the Panthers survive the scare on the road, they get to 4-1 and improve to 4-0 in District 2 in Class 1A. Another 1A school score tonight. This is a non-district game between Central Heights and Horton, as Horton's struggling this year, and they gave it a very good effort here tonight to try to get their first win of the season, but fell short to the Blue Jays, as it was Central Heights winning this one 33-20, your final score. Eight-man football here this evening. Donovan West all over Maranatha by a final of 62-14. The Mustangs get back to winning a game today, and they do it big. They are 2-3 now overall, and they get to 1-1 in that District 3 in Division 1. Also tonight, we've got Valley Falls and Clifton Clyde, a final score. Clifton Clyde wins it 50-6 is your final score. The Eagles get to 3-1 and 2-0 in Division 3. Also in Division 3 tonight, Burlingame at Washington County. It was all Bearcats, 47-0 your final score, as Washington County drops to a record of 1-4 and down to 1-1 in that district. Onega tonight all over Wetmore, 60-12 is your final as we get to Division 2 in eight-man football. In District Number 3, it was Onega with the win. They are now 2-2 in that district. Also in that district, huge game in the state of Kansas, as you got to think this one is going to be big. Axtell just did not have any of it, as they made this one an easy game for them. The Eagles win it 54-8. Take care of the Wildcats easily. Jump out fast and don't look back, as that game ended early, actually. 54-8 is your final. Don't look now. Eagles 5-0, and it is a 3-0 start for Axtell in that district. One other final. This is a non-district game. After losing to Axtell last week, Hanover had to go on the road to take on Osborne, so another tough test for them. The Wildcats, for the second week in a row, drop one. They lose 36-26 tonight at Osborne. They fall to 3-2 in a non-district game. Well, again, those are the finals we've got here for you so far this evening in the show. Don't forget, coming up, we'll pick our Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball recipient. We'll do that coming up here in just a bit at the end of the show. Also coming up, we'll take a look at the upcoming on-air schedule. We'll preview some things going on this weekend with some college football, Chiefs on Sunday. Also, we'll take a look and see what we're planning next week, again, for high school football when we get to week number 6. So don't go anywhere. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show continues after this.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hello, my name is Stephanie. Prior to becoming a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, I believed that chiropractic care was elective care. Now that I have been educated by Dr. Lukert and his staff and experienced exceptional treatment at their office, I know that chiropractic care is essential to achieving and maintaining overall health and wellness. I wouldn't go or take my family anywhere else, and I would highly recommend Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness to your family as well.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about our next vacation than we do preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. Hi, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones and Hiawatha. Together, we can give your long-term strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office here in Hiawatha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Jeff Russell in Sabetha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, Quarter Pounder, or Chicken Nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
This is Mark Starr at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back to Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. As we enter into segment number 2 here in week number 5, hey, don't look now. We are two-thirds of the way done with the regular season almost as we get set for week number 6 next week. As we'll be back, of course, next Friday night with the Scoreboard Show after our area game of the week and the Friday Night Fever program starting at 6 o'clock next Friday. Running down the scores, again, starting with 4A Atchison tonight and Casey Turner in action. And the Phoenix win big, 45-12. That's a non-district game. Also tonight, it is Perry LeCompton. They find a win at home over Baldwin, 40-0. They are now 3-2. That was a 3A District 3 game. In District 4 and Class 4A, three finals for you. It is Holton tonight all over Royal Valley, 50-0. As the Wildcats remain unbeaten, Hiawatha tonight takes care of Jeff West. Homecoming night for the Redhawks. They win big 45-7. Hiawatha is now 3-2. Rock Creek also now 3-2 as they hold off Sabetha tonight at home for a 34-20 win. Rock Creek tonight again with the victory in Class 3A, District 4. District 5 in Class 3A tonight sees Marysville find their first win of the season, and they do it big. 57-14, the Bulldogs over the Braves, and again, they are now 1-3 and 1-1 in district play. Class 2A tonight, two finals in and two shutouts so far in District number 3, as it is Pleasant Ridge on the road all over McLeod, 50-0, and it's Rossville also shutting out the Bears of Oskaloosa tonight, 62-0 as well. In District number 4, I do not have a single final from District 4 in Class 2A tonight. Mar Hill is at ACCHS. Actually, no, that one did go final, didn't, as I had that one. The score there was, 42, I believe. 42-29. I had to find it there. ACCHS tonight wins. Also, just going final, 30-12 is your final score tonight. Nemaha Central falls tonight at home. St. Mary's wins that one again, 30-12. Riverside tonight at Republic County, still looking for that final score, as again, Riverside still looking for their first win of the season. In Class 1A tonight in District 2, it's Jackson Heights at home. They take care of Troy, 38-15. And also tonight, Valley Heights at Waubunsee. Waubunsee wins this one 28-12, and Centralia is able to pick up a road win at Jefferson County North 20-6. Those, again, your finals from District 2 in Class 1A. A non-district game tonight saw the Chargers from Horton come close but fall short at Central Heights. Final there, Blue Jays 33, Chargers 20. Donovan West, as we switch gears and take a look at eight-man football in Division 1, this in District number 3, Donovan West 62, Maranatha 14, a final. Clifton Clyde on the road. They knock off Valley Falls 50-6, and a shutout win tonight for Burlingame. They knock off Washington County 47-0. In Division 2 in eight-man football in District number 3, it is Onega winning big tonight at home over Wetmore 60-12. Buffaloes win. Also a home win tonight, a home win for Axtell as the Eagles take care of Frankfurt. I don't think anyone's surprised they won, but maybe the fact that the game ended early, as it's all Axtell. 54-8 is your final score here tonight. Also tonight in a non-district game, it's Hanover on the road after losing last week to Axtell. They drop one on the road at Osborne tonight. It's the Bulldogs 36, the Wildcats 26, a final score there. One other final score coming in here real quick. We appreciate that update. It is Republic County tonight. They defeat Riverside. Final score 16-6. Republic County over the Cyclones. Don't go anywhere. Got more scores. We'll try to get the rest of them before we come back here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Power. You can gain power from propane, natural gas, diesel gas, coal, wind, and water. Here at BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas, we believe that power comes from when you can't control what's happening. You challenge yourself to control how you respond. That's where the power is. Power is being kind in unforeseen situations. We choose kindness. That is us. That is our motto. BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas at 785-364-3711. Power doesn't just come from propane.
Free, free, free. Hi, this is Jake Spaulding with Giant Communications, and our free times three promo is back. When you sign up for a new Giant Communications internet service, you get free installation, the first month free, and free modem rental for the first year of service. Leave your old high-speed internet in the dust, because Giant Communications is the fastest internet service provider in the area, offering download speeds up to 300 megabits per second. Hurry, save big, because our free times three promo ends soon. If you live in Jackson or Jefferson County, contact Giant Communications or visit giantcom.net to learn more. At Ron Kirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ron Kirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From paintless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Don't you wish there could be one thing you could still rely on these days? Something you can depend on? Look to Denison State Bank. Yes, situations change constantly, but we know how to react to them with the steady wisdom that comes with 120 years of experience.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back to Community National Bank High School School Board Show, rolling on here on this Friday, October the 1st, as we enter a new month and we try to get set for week number 6 of the high school football season next Friday night. But before we do that and start thinking too far ahead, we need to take a look at our final scores here tonight. Starting off in Class 3A district games in district number 3, Perry Lecompton tonight. They take care of Baldwin easily, 40-0 is your final score. District 4, Class 3A tonight, three finals. It's Holton 50, Royal Valley 0. Hiawatha, the Redhawks, take care of Jeff West at home, 45-7. And it is Rock Creek, after taking care of Hiawatha last week, they win tonight at home over Sabetha, 34-20. District 5 game in Class 3A tonight sees Marysville. They get their first win of the season as they defeat Council Grove, 57-14. Class 2A, District 3, finals are in here this evening, as it is McLeod tonight hosting Pleasant Ridge, and it's all Rams. They win 50-0 tonight. Also, Rossville tonight, a shutout win over the Oskaloosa Bears, 62-0. In Class 2A and District number 4, the three finals in from that district tonight sees ACCHS survive at home as they defeat Mar Hill, 42-29. ACCHS coming off a loss last week to Nemaha Central. Tonight they rebound with that victory over rival foe from the NEKL, the Ravens. Again, your final, ACCHS 42, Mar Hill 29. Republic County tonight, they hold off Riverside, as it is a 16-6 final for the Buffaloes. They are now undefeated in district play at 2-0, while Riverside falls to 0-2. St. Mary's tonight, they win over Nemaha Central. The final there, 30-12. St. Mary's is now 2-3 overall and 2-0 in District 4, while Central falls to 3-2 with a 1-1 record in Class 2A District 4. District 2 and Class 1A tonight, it is Jackson Heights taking care of Troy tonight. Kind of a surprise here, as Troy kind of picked maybe to win this game, but Jackson Heights having none of that. They win it 38-15, the Cobras over the Trojans. Also tonight, Wabunsee in District 2, Class 1A football. It is the Chargers 28, the Valley Heights Mustangs 12. And then also in that same district tonight, Centralia over Jefferson County North on the road, 20-6. The final score, another close game. In a non-district game in Class 1A, saw Horton tonight from the NEKL. Again, close, but falling to Central Heights, as it's the Blue Jays 33, Horton 20. Taking a look then again at eight-man scores tonight. Donovan West all over Maranatha, 62-14 is your final score. This in District 3, eight-man Division 1. Also from that same district, it is Valley Falls hosting Clifton Clyde. All Eagles tonight. Clifton Clyde is now 2-0 in district play. They win it 50-6. Shutout win tonight for Burlingame. They defeat Washington County 47-0. In that district, as we look now at eight-man Division 2 then. In District 3, it is Onega All over Wetmore at home, 60-12. Axtell tonight upends Frankfurt, 54-8. Still looking for the final from Blue Valley and Lynn. As going into that one, Lynn was at 2-2, 1-1 in district play. Blue Valley still winless on the season. So once we have that final, we'll have all the scores we need here for tonight. Also then in a non-district game, from Division Two, it is Osborne by 10 over Hanover, 36-26. And another non-district final, this one for Atchison, the Phoenix tonight, all over KC Turner, 45-12. The Phoenix with a road win. They are now 4-1 overall. Well, stay tuned again. We'll be back. We've got recaps to take a look at. Also still coming up towards the end of the show, we'll look at district standings for all of our local area teams. That's all coming up right here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice you're so wrapped up in other things? Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasasa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasasa.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
My name is Amber, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for 6 years. Being a nurse and mother of three boys, I appreciate that Dr. Lukert not only believes in a holistic approach to chiropractic health, but that he and his staff are very welcoming and accommodating with my children. I also appreciate that his goal for each patient is wellness care and injury prevention, rather than just treating the symptoms. This is why I am a regular patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, and why I would recommend you be too.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, quarter pounder, or chicken nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about our next vacation than we do preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. Hi, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones in Hiawatha. Together, we can give your long-term strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office here in Hiawatha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Jeff Russell in Sabetha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Keeping you connected on the Kansaland Radio Community Calendar is powered by JBN Telephone Company. Horton High School presents Ghost Stories Dinner Theater on Saturday, October 16th at 7 p.m. Pre-purchase tickets for $15. The deadline is October the 8th. The Sunday performance on October the 17th at 1:30 p.m. does not include the meal, and the tickets are $7. The show will be held at Horton High School's auditorium.
And welcome back to Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show continues. As we get into our fourth segment here, we'll get our recaps in tonight from our area games of the week on our MSC Sports network of stations. We also have coming up towards the end of the show our Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. We've got a few on the list. We'll pick one of those to hand the game ball to here this evening. We'll get an update from some football here planned for this weekend on the collegiate level. A little preview of what's coming up the next week as well. We'll do that coming up at the end of the show. Like I said, though, we're going to start off with recaps as we'll begin in 8-man Division II tonight, as this may be the biggest game for sure in Northeast Kansas, possibly across the state, definitely in 8-man football tonight, as it was Axtell undefeated going into this one, hosting undefeated Frankfurt. With a recap from that one, here is our 92.1 FM report from Brandon Tatman.
In a battle of undefeated 8-man Division II opponents, it was all Axtell, the Eagles at home. Win it, as it's called in the middle of the third quarter, 54-8. The final score, they jumped out quickly, took them less than a minute to score a touchdown on their opening drive, and the route was on from there. They had a 40-8 lead at the break. Got an extra touchdown, actually a couple of touchdowns early in the third before the game was called. Ethan Armstrong, the lone touchdown for Frankfurt in the first half from 41 yards out, but it was Isaac Detweiler who had a monster game, 10 carries, 129 yards, and 4 scores, 9-13 passing, 124 yards, 3 touchdowns as well. Eli Brockstrom, a couple of carries for 72 yards and a score. Grady Boosing, 2 receptions, 60 yards, and 2 scores. The undefeated Eagles continue their undefeated stretch. They'll try to keep it undefeated, of course, going into next week. They go to Lynn. Frankfurt drops to 4-1. They go back home and will play Hanover next week as well. Again, 54-8, all number one Axtell, an 8-man D2 showdown. Reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Brandon Tadman.
All right, thank you very much, Brandon. Other scores from that same district in Division Two tonight. It is Onega over Wetmore 60-12, and Blue Valley. Listen to this. How about this way to get your first win of the season? A 52-50 barn burner, as it's a win for the Rams. They are now 1-3 in district play. Also in district, in Division Two tonight, Hanover from District Number 3, taking on District 4 opponent Osborne. So a non-district game here, and it's Osborne getting this win, 36-26. So looking at the standings for District Number 3, of course, Axtell undefeated. They sit atop the standings in that district with that 3-0 record. Frankfurt, again, their only loss to Axtell. They are 3-1 in district play. Hanover still, again, 2-1 in district play. So that's a big matchup between Hanover and Frankfurt coming up. Lynn at 1-1, Onega at 2-2, and Blue Valley Randolph and Wetmore both winless, again, in District 3 in Division 2 8-man football. In Division 1 8-man football, taking a look at those finals tonight from District Number 3, it is Donovan West dominating Maranatha 62-14. Clifton Clyde tonight tops Valley Falls 50-6, and a shutout win for Burlingame tonight. They win 47-0 over Washington County. So the standings then for District 3 and 8-man Division 1, we've got Clifton Clyde at 2-0 in district play there, sitting atop the standings. 1-1 records for Donovan West, Valley Falls, Burlingame, and Washington County. So they'll have some sorting out to do there with the remaining district schedule. Maranatha Academy 0-2 in district play, sitting at the bottom of that list. Class 1A, as we move up to 11-man football tonight, we'll start off with our recap from our feature game of the week on 103.9 FM KNZA. It was Jackson Heights and Troy. With a recap of that one, here's Johnny Kane.
The Jackson Heights Cobras played host to the Troy Trojans in a Class 1A District 2 tilt in Jackson Heights earlier tonight, and it was the Jackson Heights Cobras with a dominant performance in a 38-15 victory. Jackson Heights wasted no time. They raced out to a 14-0 lead, a 75-yard touchdown pass from Jason Bosley to Grant Ammon, and a 2-yard run by Bosley made it that 14-0 score. Jackson Heights would lead 20-7 at the break. Wyatt Bacon had a 39-yard touchdown run in the second quarter, and Troy got a late touchdown in the second on a 15-yard pass from Cam Anderson to Jarrett Norris to make it 20-7. But Jackson Heights, out of the break, had a 4-yard touchdown run and a drive that took over 7 minutes off the third quarter clock to make it 26-7. Bacon would then add his third rushing touchdown later on in the third quarter on a 53-yard run, and the Cobras would finish off the scoring with a 53-yard pass from Bosley to Jude Williams. Troy got a late touchdown on a 5-yard strike from Cam Anderson to Bowden Bennett. But the Jackson Heights defense was the story tonight. Held Troy to negative 13 rushing yards and only 180 yards total this evening, as Jackson Heights offensively had a big night from Jason Bosley throwing the football, 12 of 16 for 197 yards, 2 touchdowns. Bosley added a score on the ground. Wyatt Bacon, 13 carries, 128 yards. He had 3 touchdowns and was named our player of the game. Brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha on FM 103.9 KNZA. Bosley also added 53 yards on the ground. Troy throwing the football, 193 yards passing on 35 attempts for Cam Anderson. He did throw 2 touchdowns. Jarrett Norris caught one of those and had 8 catches for 95 yards, while Bowden Bennett caught the other 4 catches for 29 yards. So Troy now on the year is 3-2, 1-2 in district play, while Jackson Heights is 3-2 overall and 2-2 in a 1A District 2. So again, from Jackson Heights High School earlier tonight, it was a big victory for the Jackson Heights Cobras, defense dominant in a 38-15 win over the Troy Trojans. And reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Johnny Kane.
All right, thank you very much, Johnny. Other scores from that District 2 game District 2 games in Class 1A tonight, Waubonsie over Valley Heights, 28-12. Centralia, big game here as these two teams came into the night undefeated in district play. Centralia gets the better of Jefferson County North on the road. So Centralia, they remain undefeated in district play tonight. They win 20-6. One other team in action tonight in a non-district game, Horton from that district, losing on the road at Central Heights, 33-22. So District 2 standings in 1A tonight. Taking a look at those, again, we mentioned a big game between Centralia and Jefferson County North with the win. Centralia now the only undefeated team in district play in district number 2. JCN falls to 1-2. Waubonsie with the win. They are 2-1. Jackson Heights now 2-2. Troy falls to 1-2. Valley Heights also a one-win team in that district at 1-3, while Horton is 0-3 in Class 1A District 2. Class 2A finals tonight. We start with finals from McLouth. As in district number 3, it is Pleasant Ridge winning big 50-0. Also tonight, Rossville takes care of Oskaloosa 62-0 is your final score there. So in district number 3 in class 2A, standings there, Rossville the undefeated 5-0 overall, 2-0 in league play. Also Silver Lake unbeaten. Pleasant Ridge also is unbeaten in that district. McLouth, Mission Valley, and Oskaloosa all with 0-2 records in that district. In district number 4 in class 3A tonight, it is ACCHS defeating Mar Hill as it is 42-29 a final tonight. ACCHS defeats the Ravens. Republic County over Riverside, 16-6 your final score. And then we have St. Mary's tonight taking care of Nemaha Central, 30-12 is your final score. So an update on the standings there then. Republic County with that win over Riverside, they are 3-0 in district play. St. Mary's with a win are 2-0. Nemaha Central drops to 1-1. ACCHS will improve to 2-1 with their, they improve to 1-1 at 500. And then we've got Riverside and Mar Hill Mount Academy. They are both at 0-2 in district play. As we take a look at Class 3A here tonight, we're going to get our first recap from the Big 7 League tonight as it is Holton at Royal Valley for a wild one.
The Holton Wildcats improved to 5-0 Friday night with a win at Royal Valley, 50-0 the final score. Holton led 14-0 after one quarter. They were up 35-0 when half the lights went out at Royal Valley. The other half would soon go out as well, which led to a 45-minute delay, but they were able to get the lights back on and complete the second half with a running clock through the majority of that. Holton ran for 388 yards and had one pass completed for 28 yards as well from Matt Lears to Charlie Gilliland. Lears, though, with his legs, carried the ball 6 times for 132 yards, scoring 3 touchdowns, while Gary Booth had 128 yards and added a pair of touchdowns, and Jaden Fletcher and Caleb Hernandez added TDs as well. Holton's only downside was maybe 8 penalties for 85 yards, but their defense held Royal Valley to just 110 yards of total offense. Levi Parrott led the Panthers with 71 yards on 27 carries, while Trayson Murata added 40 yards for the Panthers, who are now 1-4 with the loss. Again, Holton wins it 50-0 at Royal Valley. I'm Justin Fluke reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, thank you, Justin. Other finals from District number 4 in Class 3A tonight. It is Rock Creek at home. They defeat Sabetha 34-20 is your final score there. And also tonight getting their first district win is Hiawatha at home. Homecoming night for the Redhawks. They win at 45-7 over Jeff West. So District number 4 standings. Holton unbeaten at 2-0. Rock Creek also unbeaten in district play as they are 2-0. Jeff West with the loss. They will drop down into fourth place, and Hiawatha will move up to third in districts as they are now 1-1 both, and Hiawatha has that head-to-head win. Sabetha and Royal Valley with their losses here tonight fall to 0-2 in district number 4. District number 5 tonight, Marysville, they get a win here tonight. They win 57-14, their victory over Council Grove tonight. So with that, Marysville improves to 1-1. As taking a look at the standings in that district, Concordia and Riley County 2-0. Both of those teams are undefeated overall at 5-0. So big matchup eventually between Concordia and Riley County. Chapman and Marysville are both 1-1. Again, both of those teams from the NCKL, while Council Grove and Clay Center, they fall to 0-2 in that district. In District 3 in Class 3A tonight, Perry LeCompton with the 40-0 win over Baldwin. So the standings look like this now. Perry LeCompton and Topeka Hayden both undefeated in district play. Bishop Ward, Santa Fe Trail both 1-1, with Osawatomie and Baldwin 0-2. In district number 3. One other final for you tonight as we look at a score from Atchison, as it is the Phoenix tonight on the road over the Golden Bears of KC Turner. 45-12, the final. The Phoenix win big here this evening, and they are now 4-1 on the season. Stay tuned. We've got coming up our final segment. We'll take a look at our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness list of game ball nominees. Will get a winner picked from the list I have. Also, we've got coming up a preview of next week and what we've got on the air this weekend. Stay tuned. That's coming up here in our last segment on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
At the end of a long, hard week, it's not about what you have or even what you've accomplished. It's about who you have lifted up, supported, and made better. It's about what you've given back. Hi, this is Carly from BNP Propane in Holton. We at BNP Propane want to encourage you on Friday nights to enjoy a meal out at a local restaurant, shop at the locally owned businesses, cheer on the student athletes from the stands, or visit the front porch of a neighbor. Seek to share a little of yourself and touch the lives of others. In this world, we were never meant to do life alone behind a screen.
Free, free, free. Hi, this is Jan with Giant Communications, and our free times three promo is back. When you sign up for new Giant Communications internet service, you get free installation, the first month free, and free modem rental for the first year of service. Leave your old high-speed internet in the dust, because Giant Communications is the fastest internet service provider in the area, offering download speeds up to 300 megabits per second. Hurry to save big, because our free times three promo ends soon. If you live in Jackson or Jefferson County, visit giantcom.net.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 120 years old this year. We've been around since William McKinley was president, and before there was an NFL and World Series. With age comes great experience and knowledge, and that's the value of what we can deliver to you today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, welcome back one final time here on this Friday night, as we've got Seth Tomlinson here with you behind the microphone and Kurt Kilman in the other room. He's been getting all of my scores here for me lined up, and also taking down some nominees for our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball. We will pick the winner from that list here in just a minute. But first, taking a look at scores tonight, we'll run down again the list. Thank you again, everybody who called in and checked in with us this evening. Atchison tonight, road winners at KC Turner, 45-12. The Phoenix are 4-1. In district play, in District 3 and 3A, Perry LeCompton gets to 2-0 in district play with a 40-0 win over the Bulldogs of Baldwin. In District 4, Class 3A tonight, it's all Holton over Royal Valley, 50-0. Also a big win for Hiawatha at home over Jeff West, 45-7. The Redhawks are 3-2 this season. Rock Creek also 3-2 now as they take care of Sabetha by 14, 34-20. The Blue Jays drop to 1-4 and 0-2 in district play. In District 5 tonight, Marysville, they get a big win over Council Grove, 57-14, as the Bulldogs are now 1-3 on the year. Class 2A, 11-man football in District 3, two games to report. Pleasant Ridge over McClouth on the road, 50-0. The Rams are 4-1. Rossville over Oskaloosa, 62-0, as the Dogs are undefeated at 5-0. Oskaloosa still looking for their first win of the year. In District 4, in Class 2A tonight, three games on tap. ACCHS winning the first of those, 42-29. A good game for Republic County with a win over Riverside, 16-6. The Cyclones drop to 0-5. And tonight, it's St. Mary's. The Bears knock off Nemaha Central, 30-12, as Nemaha Central falls to 3-2 on the season. In a 1A in District number 2 tonight, it is Jackson Heights over Troy tonight. This is our feature game on 103.9 KNZA. The Cobras win it at home, 38-15 over the Trojans. Wabunty tonight wins over Valley Heights, 28-12, as the Mustangs drop to 1-3. And Centralia on the road survive as they win over JCN, 20-6. Your final score there. A non-district game, our final 11-man score tonight. Horton tonight at Central Heights, as it is the Blue Jays winning this one. Horton, again, still looking for their first win of the year. They were close tonight, but fall short. The Blue Jays win it 33-20 over the Chargers. Division 1, 8-man football, District 3 scores tonight. We've got Donovan West winning big at home, 62-14 is your final score. Clifton Clyde tonight, the Eagles over the Valley Falls Dragons, 50-6 the final. And a shutout win for the Bearcats of Burlingame. They defeat Washington County, 47-0. In Division 2, 8-man football, in District 3, it is Onega at home over Wetmore, 60-12. A big win for Axtell tonight. This is a surprise here a little bit. Not that they won, but the fact that they won in three quarters of play. Axtell wins at 54-8 over the Wildcats, the number one team in the state, flexing their muscles here tonight at home over the Wildcats. The other game tonight then in Division 2 and District 3, it is 52-50, 102 points. Again, totals scored by both teams, and 2 points is the difference, and those extra 2 points went to Blue Valley as they got their first win of the year. The Rams win it tonight over Lynn, 52-50. One non-district game in 8-man football tonight. Hanover loses their second game in a row as Osborne wins this one, 36-26 is your final.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Let's go!
At Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, one of our specialties is providing sports chiropractic and rehab to Northeast Kansas. Just as we strive for excellent patient results, we want to recognize excellent performances from our area athletes. Welcome to tonight's Game Ball presentation.
All right, we do have three nominees on our list here tonight, as we'll start off with Holton's Matthew Lears. He's a familiar face to our list here each and every week, and he had a big night tonight. He had 132 yards, scoring 3 touchdowns, one of those an 80-yard run for touchdown. Also, again, the kicker for the Wildcats, he went 6-for-6 on extra points. So big night tonight for Matthew Lears of Holton. Also tonight, Jackson Heights' Wyatt Bacon had 13 carries for 128 yards, and he reached pay dirt 3 times tonight. Wyatt Bacon, big game, and that one for the Cobras win over Troy. But tonight, Isaac Detweiler, he's going to get a game ball tonight, sponsored by Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness. The Axtell Eagles are now 5-0, thanks in part to Isaac's night tonight. 10 carries for 129 yards, 4 touchdowns on the ground. He then went 9 of 13 for 124 yards passing, throwing 3 touchdowns. So Isaac single-handedly put up 258 total offensive yards and accounted for 7 touchdowns tonight. So your Lucid Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winner is Isaac Detweiler of Axtell. Well, quick preview of the weekend. K-State, the Cats, will host the 6th-ranked Sooners Saturday. That's tomorrow at 2:30 kickoff. Cats look to bounce back after their first loss of the season to Oklahoma State. Will the Wildcats be able to be the team to finally trip up the Sooners? They've won their last 2 games versus Nebraska and West Virginia by 7 points or less, so Cats have made a habit of knocking off the Sooners from time to time. See if they can do it tomorrow. Pregame show on 103.9 and 92.1 FM is set for 12:30. The Jayhawks in action as they look for their 2nd win of the season. They will travel to Ames to take on the Cyclones. Iowa State are 34-plus point favorites in this one. Kickoff for the Jayhawks and the Cyclones, 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Some local college, Benedictine, will host the Wildcats of Culver Stockton on family weekend at O'Malley Field at Larry Wilcox Stadium. That game tomorrow, the Ravens are 3-2. The Cats are 4-1. Kickoff on KARE 93.7 FM tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Tom Couts will have the call of that Benedictine Ravens game tomorrow afternoon. Highland Community College is on the road tomorrow. They travel to Independence for a KJCCC matchup with the Pirates. The Scotties are in the middle of a brutal 4-game stretch against top 10 teams in the NJCAA. As Independence is 4-0, they come off a upset win over number 3 Garden City. Highland held their own 2 weeks ago against Garden City. They led through 3 quarters of play before eventually falling to Garden City 15-6. Kickoff for Highland and Independence tomorrow, set for 1 o'clock. The Royals are in action here tonight as they begin a 3-game set with the Twins. As the final score, we'll see if that is in. And that game has gone final. I believe Hunter Dozier had a solo home run, and the Royals won it 11-6 in a high-scoring game for the Royals, as that, again, game one with the Minnesota Twins going to the Royals here tonight. And it's been 2 straight losses for the Chiefs as they look to start off October on the right foot. They head to the City of Brotherly Love to take on the Eagles. The Chiefs are favored by a touchdown against Andy Reid's former team. Kickoff in Philly, set for 12 noon Sunday. Pregame show on 92.1 FM KMZA, scheduled for 11 a.m. Taking a look then at local sports next week, we've got some volleyball for you on 92.1 FM on Tuesday. It's the Centralia Triangular. They host Valley Heights and Hanover with games scheduled for 5, 6, and 7 o'clock. Locker room chats on Wednesday and Thursday, and next week's rundown looks like this. We'll start things off in week number 6 with the GN Bank Friday Night Fever Show right after the top of the hour of 6 o'clock. Our games of the week currently scheduled to be Donovan West at Clifton Clyde on 103.9, Hanover at Frankfurt on 92.1 FM, KARE 93.7 scheduled Nemaha Central at Marhill Mount Academy. Holton Channel will have Hiawatha at Holton, and the Sabetha Channel will have Royal Valley at Sabetha again on msesports.net. And then Friday night next week, wrap it up with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. So that's going to do it here for us tonight. Until week number 6, have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, for all the final scores, area standings, schedules, and more, visit our website, mscsports.net. This Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show has also been brought to you by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil Company of Holton, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, by Blue Valley Technologies, the Denison State Banks in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, by Ag Partners Cooperative, Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, by Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha, Giant Communications, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by Edward Jones with offices in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Holton, by S&S Automotive in Seneca, and Commercial Tire Solutions.